Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Boom, what up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a tremendous, tremendous day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live and direct daily, every single day from sunny Southern California. And a reminder, Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted 99% of the places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 does report. Limitations apply. Not much happened. Oh, yeah, there is this one thing. One thing. Yeah, the NFL schedule came out, and people are freaking out. And I'll be honest with you, we've often, for a long time, made fun of Schedule Guy. Schedule Guy, in case you're wondering where this reference comes from, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win, dog. That's a win, right? That's Mike and the Mad Dog. Basically the first ever sports radio show of note in New York City. Mike and the Dog, Francesa, who I think is retired again, and Mad Dog, who of course still does his thing mostly on baseball. But they go through a schedule and they go, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win. I refuse to do that. But I can also tell you, man, I'm excited. Right? I am super excited. because not only did the schedule come out, but there's tons of storylines to it. And then the lines that go with it and people's assumptions and the, well, you know, boy, you look at that game and, you know, the Monday night game is the Raiders taking on the Ravens. Well, what if the Raiders have Aaron Rodgers? Well, the Broncos are favored over the Giants. Maybe they think the Broncos are going to have Aaron Rodgers. The Packers take on the Saints. We don't know who the Saints quarterback is going to be. We don't know who the Packers quarterback is going to be. But I think this year, maybe more so than any other year, there is legit and tangible excitement for a myriad of reasons. First, you do have all those storylines. Second, we're going to be able to go to these games where we weren't able to go. And what's crazy about it is, I don't know if you are you go to a game guy? Like, I'm not. I might. I'll go to at least one Charger game just because I know I can get good seats and I want to see the new stadium. But outside of that, the sport is so much better to watch on your, like, nothing changes for any of us. But it's because it's like, have you looked at people's concerts tour schedules this summer? They're very much incomplete because no one knows what this summer is going to look like. Right now, it feels like everything's opened up, but you're always, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel. Is it another train? Next fall, it feels like this thing will be a wrap and we're out in full force. And so when you look at September 9th, Cowboys and Buccaneers, you can go like, oh, Buccaneers got everybody back. Well, guess what? The Cowboys should be really good. That's a hell of a game. That's Thursday night football. All right? Cowboys, with Dak Prescott as quarterback, don't beat the good teams. There's no better team at the end of the year than the Buccaneers. But you would think the Cowboys will be fully healthy, their offensive line, and the Buccaneers' defensive line was awesome, but against depleted lines in the playoffs. I mean, then you go further, and you're like, man, there's so many good ones. Right? Justin Jefferson just came out and said that neither Kirk Cousins or Joe Burrow have great arms, but Joe Burrow has swag. Of course, the Vikings play at the Bengals' first game of the season. You know, you have the revenge game for Sam Darnold as the Panthers' first game is at home in the Sam Darnold era is against the New York Jets. Heck, even the idea of Trevor Lawrence, we don't think he'll play against Deshaun Watson because we don't know about any sort of resolution to, one, his trade request, and two, all of the off-the-field stuff. But that's a divisional game to start the year, and we'll see Urban Meyer. First look at Urban Meyer's head coach. The Browns taking on the Chiefs. Hey, Browns, congratulate. Great offseason. Awesome. Who do you open up with? The defending AFC champions. The two-time defending AFC champions. The Kansas City Chiefs. At home, an environment that will be rabid with a rebuild offensive line. The Dolphins and the Patriots, those two teams have a storied history. Plus, you have Flores going against it. And we don't know who the Patriots coach is going to, a Patriots quarterback is going to be. We mentioned the Packers and the Saints, the Broncos and the Giants. Hell, the Bears taking on the Rams. Who's the Bears quarterback going to be? And oh, yeah, by the way, the best and maybe second or third best defensive players in the league playing in that game. Right? And then you have Rams and Raiders. I don't know what it is. I can't totally put my finger on it. But I do feel like this year, more so than any other year, I'm excited about the schedule. Really, really excited. Like, legit. Woke up and like, I'm kind of into this thing. Into the schedule. Ramos, were you into the schedule release today?
Oh yeah, I always like to know what goes on in the NFL. I mean, I'm not as giddy and excited by it as maybe some people are, but it's like, oh, okay, who are the Rams playing? So, you know, that's always interesting.
Who are the Rams playing?
I don't know.
I mean, I know they play the Bears, but do you only have the first game?
I think that's the only. I thought I heard Isaac say that was the only one we knew was the first game, but I'm not 100% sure. So, yeah, I can check the Rams right now if you'd like. I don't, you know.
No, they only have one opponent that came out.
Okay.
And it's the Rams Sunday Night Football in the new stadium, which, by the way, is going to host the Super Bowl as well, right? So that one should be really a lot of fun.
And I know Gavin was excited because I know there's a couple of primetime games that he's thinking of with the Chargers at SoFi as well. So
I saw a little news leak that the Chargers are going to have three primetime games at SoFi Stadium this year. So, and including week two against the Cowboys to kick off their home run at SoFi. So, a lot of Cowboy fans going to be there, I predict.
Yeah, there's always a lot of Cowboy fans when the Chargers play there. There's no question about it. Gavin, what are you most excited about that you saw on the schedule?
I'm really excited for the Sam Darnold revenge game, week one. I thought that him going against the Jets, that will be exciting. Underrated Charger-Washington game. Here are some storylines here. You have Rashawn Slater against Chase Young again as they went ahead in college. And then obviously Justin Herbert versus the reigning defensive player of the year, Chase Young. So that's exciting.
Yeah, we're going to double-team him. I'm just going to tell you. We're going to double-team him the entire game. And like, you got a brand new head coach. Like, Brandon Staley, I don't care what else you do. I need you to double team him.
Right? But how about this? Khalil Mack returning to face the Raiders and John Gruden. That's going to come up in week five. That's a leak. So we'll find out later at 8 Eastern tonight for sure. But Khalil Mack versus John Gruden and the Raiders.
I don't think there's ill will there, do you?
I don't think he was.
He got the biggest. He got the biggest contract you can possibly get, and there's just kind of a matter of factness to, like, hey, we just can't afford that, we just don't have the cash and we're not very good, what's the point? So I could be wrong, but I don't feel like that's an absolute that's one of those, hey, this is a game that we where it's a true revenge game for him.
I am seeing that the Bears come into L.A. to face the Rams in game
one. We've already talked about that.
Oh, we did? Oh, jeez.
Hi, John. I'm Doug. That's Gavin. I think that's Isaac behind the glass.
I prepared a lot of things here, and so, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's almost like you just got a rumor. Like, hey, I heard this rumor. I got a good one for you. All right, go, John, go. And he's like...
Andy Dalton. I was like looking up, like, I couldn't remember who the Bears quarterback was, if that even makes sense. Or I was like, who is the Bears quarterback? And Nick Foles, who is it?
It's, well, Justin Fields eventually will be the guy. Probably not the guy week one, or maybe not even this season. But yes, Andy Dalton or Nick Foles. Andy Dalton, Nick Foles. Isaac, anything jump out at you?
I look at it, and by the way, is Ramos still your third favorite coworker there?
No.
It came up in the manager's meeting, by the way, yesterday.
It did.
It did, yes. Don wasn't too excited, but you know what? We did tell him that, he was an honorable mention, we said.
Honorable mention. I'm sure that
our sales
him.
Team, our sales team is above number one, just because that's... always got to be nice to the sales team. Right? Wise, I'm sure they're part of it.
Wise
right?
man. See, the way I look at the scheduling is sort of from a media standpoint and which networks get the marquee games. Sunday Night Football, the marquee CBS and Fox games in the Sunday afternoon window, because the game behind the game, as you know, Doug, but maybe not too many of our listeners know, the executives from these networks literally work and negotiate to get the primo games. It's literally a year-round process. For example, let's take a random game. Week four, Patriots hosting the Buccaneers. Tom Brady comes home. That's a Sunday night football game on NBC, which I can bet NBC executives were working the NFL year-round to try and get that particular matchup on their air. The other thing that's a real TBD here is... all the networks are going to be drooling over anything involving Aaron Rodgers, whether it's the Packers or whoever, but they don't know where he's going to be next year, and that's the one component of the primetime schedule that is still to be determined.
That's an interesting one. That's an interesting angle to it, no question. Here's the way I believe it works with the games, okay? And yes, there is some negotiating and some wrangling and some arm twisting, without any question. But I believe the way it works is every week after the first week, one network, there's like a, Fox gets the first pick this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then CBS gets the second pick. And then ESPN ABC gets the third pick. And then NBC gets the fourth pick. And then the next week... Fox hits the last pick and everybody else moves up. So, yes, trying to coincide the week that you get the pick with the matchup that you want, that's a that's a big one. And then there's also like the home team. If the home team is in the NFC, then Fox gets like the right of first refusal, right? The mm-hmm. home team is in the AFC, CBS gets the right of first refusal. So that too is important. The whole thing is actually kind of fascinating. Kind of fascinating. I'm excited about it. I've never been kind of schedule guy and been this excited, but I am very excited about it. And I look at these games and I think most of them are really, really good. And they make sense. And then there's some like, yeah, we just got to have these two teams play.
I got to fill out the schedule somewhere.
Yes. Yes. It's like an Animal House. We need the dues. We need the dues.
Someone's got to pay.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Chris Sims joining us, Football Night in America. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. You, once upon a time, worked in New England. Give me your thoughts on Mac Jones, the fit with what they want to do, and the timeline of when you think you'll see him on a football field.
Yeah, okay. So I think the first thing I would say is I don't think we're going to see him on the football field at all this year. I just don't. I don't see it. That's not in their DNA up there in New England for Bill Belichick or Josh McDaniels to trust any rookie, really. You know, even if he is from Alabama and he's the most NFL-ready type guy, I don't see that being part of it. I think they're going to ride or die with Cam Newton this year and, you know, then reevaluate after the year's over. I know they picked him a number 15, but listen, New England's not the type of team that's just going to abandon ship or change everything around for a rookie right away, right off the bat. If they ended up like winning the AFC East and going to the playoffs, I wouldn't be shocked if they went, hey, we're going to go one more run with Cam Newton. Don't worry, Mac, we got you for 5 years. We'll get you in there eventually. You'll be the guy. I wouldn't be shocked by that, but the fit is perfect. I mean, it's a match made in heaven. It really is. I mean, Mac Jones is phenomenal in the pocket. He's better than Drew Brees was coming out of college. He can be that type of football player. You know, I'm not going to say he's got the arm of Brady or anything like that, but it's a good arm. And I think the IQ, the accuracy, the decision-making, the quickness of how all of it gets diagnosed, and he can read and react and do that, you know, that's where it really fits perfectly with New England, and I think that's why they fancied him so much.
Okay, what really happened with Kyle Shanahan? Like,
yeah,
people I know said, hey, man, he really liked Mac Jones. Did the team make him flip? What really happened where he went from Mac Jones' guy to Trey Lance's guy?
Doug, I can't tell you real answers here. Like, I don't know. You know, I know everybody thinks I know exactly what went on because I'm a buddy with Kyle Shanahan. Hey, I was the one that was out there certainly banging the table going, it's Mac Jones. Just from knowing my friend, having talked about, you know, quarterbacks early on in the process back in, like, January. Yeah, that was my read. I thought it would be Mac Jones all the way. Listen, I know a lot of people around the league and even the 49ers. I still believe you're never going to be able to talk me off that. The trade was made for Mac Jones. They moved up to number 3 for Mac Jones. Somewhere along the lines, that changed. But I'm never going to get off that belief, no matter what. I know too many people connected in the league and the situation and everything that that is my belief, and no matter what my friend Kyle tries to tell me, I'm not going to back down from that thought there. I'm really not. So I don't know what changed it. I really don't, Doug. I wish I could give you the answer. You know, I would have never picked Trey Lance at number 3, nor would I have traded up to number 3 for Trey Lance. But I am excited to see what Shanahan can do with a guy like that. I mean, that 49ers offense now, and I don't know if he starts week 1 or whatever. That's part of the Trey Lance conundrum too, though, Doug. The guy hasn't played enough football, and now what are we going to do, sit him out a year behind Jimmy Garoppolo again? I mean, at some point, you just got to play to get better. You know, he's never run a 2-minute drill in a college football game. He never really had a college game where they went, man, you're going to have to come out there and dice them up today for us to win the game. Never. He never had to do that. So those are big questions, but that offense, that O-line with drafting Aaron Banks in the second round, it's maybe one of the best O-line in football. You got Kittle, Ayuk, Debo Samuel, those running backs, and Shanahan's creative scheme. I am excited to see what he can do with Trey Lance when that day does come.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I haven't asked you about Teddy Bridgewater, right? Like the Saints paid him a bunch of money to keep him around, but then he left and he goes to Carolina. They soured on him a little bit. He ends up going to the Broncos. Obviously, the Broncos badly want to get in on the Aaron Rodgers deal, if that's a possibility, this year or next year. But that's a pretty good football team. Defense, offense, in terms of their skill position, they tried to rebuild the offensive line. How do they look with Teddy Bridgewater as their quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think they could win games with Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater is going to be the more consistent, you know, not ruin the game, take what's there to be had, somewhat of that game manager, right? You know, which, hey, Vic Fangio, a defensive coach, I think that's why they wanted Teddy Bridgewater. I think, you know, they were looking at Sam Darnold. I think they were looking at Jimmy Garoppolo, if he was available, you know, because you just can't go all in on Drew Lock, especially a guy like Vic Fangio. He's sitting there going, wait, if we don't do well this year, I'm getting fired. I'm out of here. So am I really going to go down with the ship with, like, Drew Lock as my only answer at quarterback? I think there's greater potential for greater success and things like that with Drew Lock, but he's got to clean his game up. So I really think that'll be a legitimate competition. But, like, the first thing you said, Doug, I mean, Denver is one of those teams that just, like, you know, write a note next to the name and go, watch out. Like, don't be shocked if they get, like, solid quarterback play, if they're, like, deep into the playoff conversation come December. Those wide receivers, I know we've talked about it before, you could put that group up there with anybody in football. They got legit tight ends. The O-line's figured out. Von Miller's back. You know, they signed Fuller from the Chicago Bears in free agency. You know, they kept Justin Simmons. They kept the old safety from the Texans that they had. And then they drafted Patrick Surtain. So Broncos would definitely be one of those teams, no matter who's the quarterback, I'd say, if you got to bet on a team that didn't make the playoffs last year, that's a long shot for this year to get in the mix there, they would be one of the teams I would throw out there for anybody like that.
Chris, great stuff, man. Awesome work. Can't wait to talk more with you. We're starting to get a sense of when we'll see you and where we'll see you this upcoming season. We really appreciate you joining us on Fox Sports Radio.
You're the man, Doug. Talk to you soon. Let me know when you want me again. I'm always down.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Tom Brady said something really interesting. He was on a podcast. He said this about life after football.
And I think there's a lot of time and energy still focused on being a great quarterback, that when that's done, although I'm a little fearful of it ending, I am open to the belief, and I really believe it happened, there'll be a lot of opportunities for me to do things that I haven't had a chance to do that I really think I can really help a lot of people. I wasn't born like a prodigy, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't born like a three-year-old that the world just bestowed greatness on, you know? It was like, I had a process I went through. I had a lot of normal moments in my life to have create some type of baseline against.
Yeah.
Maybe the most challenging people are the people that don't have those things. You know, they really don't have anything that's relatable to anybody. I have a lot of things that are relatable to a lot of people just based on my experience in my life. So I feel like I'm pretty grounded in that sense. And I've around a lot of people that keep me grounded.
Yeah, I mean, listen, lots of us have so many Super Bowl trophies we can just throw them around. Many of us are married to supermodels, especially super successful supermodels. But I do actually think that there are some hints of normalcy with him, right? His mom got sick with breast cancer. He had a previous relationship that he has a son from, right? And that's all part of the inner workings of where he wants to live. Obviously being passed over time and again, splitting time at times at Michigan with Drew Henson. Like, there are some things there. And I think it's an honest way of looking at it. Like, he wants to be relatable, wants to share his story in the right way, understands it won't necessarily be received in the way in which he wants it to be received. Isaac, do you think that Tom Brady's story is a tale that people can relate to?
Believe it or not, I do, up until a certain point. But absolutely, with all the adversity he went through in Michigan, at Michigan, lasting till pick 199. But after that, especially if you watch the Tom versus Time documentary, he seemed to become a little less relatable.
Yeah, I think he wants to be, everybody wants to be, I grew up normal. You know, I grew up just like anybody else. You're like, yeah, sure, okay, yeah. Ramos, do you think he's relatable?
I do. I actually agree with Isaac. That's so great. Up to a certain point. However, the part that I think he's still relatable in is the fact that people doubt him all the time. The guy, even though he wins and wins, there's all these people out there like, he's not. It's not real. I mean, he's lucky. He's this and that. And I think that's relatable to a lot of people out there who never get their due or are always fighting hard to try to, you know, show people that they can make it or they have dreams that they can get to. So that part of him, I still think is relatable. The kind of doubting of his, I don't know if I want to call it greatness or the doubting of his ability to consistently win. I think that's relatable. But otherwise than that, yeah, the where he's at now, and that's not his fault. I mean, we all would like to be, you know, married to a supermodel living in big houses with lots of cars.
I do think that people who we do this thing where we think that, you know, that they don't have real problems. Like, look, his deal with his wife, where his, you know, he said, like, she had to check me a couple years ago because I wasn't locked in. We weren't on the same page. I wasn't doing my part. I think that's relatable. I think a lot of people get to that fork in the road in a relationship where it can end. You're not meant for each other. Like, I can't do these things. So I think there's a relatable. Do I think he's just like everybody else? No, no. He gets better looking. Now, some of that, I'm guessing true. He's right. Like, he's way better looking now than he was.
That's a good point.
10 years ago. That doesn't make any sense. I am not as good looking now. Like, I look at a picture like, God, I was good looking then. What happened in the last couple of years? There are parts of it. The secret to, I think he has this. He's got there's something to him which you really like, right? He has a very, this is my thing where I don't think Aaron Rodgers works long term with Jeopardy, for example. Now, I've hung out with Aaron Rodgers, and this is not like a me humble brag thing. Hung out with him, and I genuinely liked him. Liked him. Complicated guy, sure. Quiet, thoughtful, yes. But I think the every guy, he's really funny. Really, really, really funny. He's got a very dry, very smart wit. I don't know if people relate to Aaron Rodgers, even though he hasn't seen the success, and though he's like his fiance is she a star of any kind? I don't know who she's
an actress, Shailene Woodley. She was on the HBO show Big Little Lies. That's who I know her.
That is a good show. Is that show coming back?
They've had two seasons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think
that's
gone.
It. But.
The lie was that big?
It took 2 years to do it.
Or no, it was a big Little Lies. There's lots of Little Lies. Have you guys seen that show?
I love that
show. Yeah, I did like it
really
too.
Good.
Yes, it was
really
good.
Really, really, really good show. Really excellent show.
I think Laura Dern won like an award for that show, right? She won like the, what's it? Not the Golden Globe, but one of those Emmys or something like that. Yeah, Yeah, she's really good.
It's a, by the way, Blake Bortles is signed with the Green Bay Packers.
All right.
There we go.
Former Ram.
Championship won. Former Ram, former Jaguar. He played for somebody else this year, didn't he? Not just the Rams? Is there somebody else? Blake Bortles. Remember they took a knee with like 59 seconds to go in the AFC Championship game against the Patriots? No, we believe in Blake. Let's give him $18 million for next year as well. I think there are parts to his life which are relatable. I think his fear is understandable. It's very, very understandable that his fear of, I don't know, like the next step, what's it like to not have an entire franchise depend upon you? What is it like to not have to be programmed and what you eat? It's a weird feeling when you don't play your sport. And I played my sport for, you know, 20 years less than Tom Brady played his sport. You still go through the same stuff. Just his habits have been like this time of year, he knows exactly what he's doing and when he needs to ramp up and when he needs to get ready and when he needs to show up and when he needs to open the playbook and when he needs to introduce himself to players, like all of those things. That's a weird thing for him.
What do you think he's most likely to do after? Like, broadcaster?
I don't think he'll do broadcasting.
Okay. So owner,
I think he's
coach.
Away from his family too much. I don't think he'll be an owner. I don't think he'll be a coach. I think Peyton is really smart. I think Peyton wants to be an owner or run a team. But I think Peyton also, you know, he has young kids. And so he likes doing that TV show that keeps him kind of connected with the football community. I don't think he wants to, I don't know if he wants to own a team. That's a lot. Maybe eventually, but I think he'll take a break from football. I just do. He'll be around football, but I don't think it'll be an every week thing.
So kind of like Kobe, like he's around it, but he's not directly involved.
Well, Kobe, it's interesting. You know, Kobe, people forget, before he tore his ACL, and next time we have Bucher on, remind me to ask about this. Bucher and I would talk about it. We're like, and he knew Kobe really well before I did. And there was a genuine fear, like, what does this guy do when he doesn't have basketball? Now, when he tore his ACL, no, excuse me, tore his Achilles tendon, my daughters went to the same school at the time as his oldest two, Gianna and his older daughter. And I think that really helped him. Not in his basketball career, but it really helped him for his life because he was once a week, he would serve lunches there. He was always around. And that's when he started, you know, Kobe Inc. And all of, you know, all the podcasts and shows and all, like he would talk about that. He would light up. He found this, and it wasn't a, I think there was a little bit of, what's it called? When your youth is interrupted, arrested development. There's a little bit of arrested development in that some of his mind in that space was like, he was not a sci-fi geek, but what's it called when you have like Dungeons and Dragons and
a nerd?
Not nerd. There's a smarter term for it. There's it's the genre of shows and fantasy, right? Like fantasy. Like he was really into the levels of fantasy with the shows that they were creating, and he had like it was to the point where we're going to do this and podcast and this to shows and this to books and this to movies and this to a theme park. And that's what he developed. So Kobe went from like, I don't know what he has outside of basketball. And then he also developed this reputation as a lot of these guys would come and work with Kobe. And he became this kind of refiner of skills and teacher of his way of basketball and his style of workouts. And he kind of did that on the down low. Didn't do it to broadcast. He did it because he had a connection with the likes of Kyrie Irving and others in the game and Jason Tatum early in his career as well. Guys that admired him and he liked teaching it because he liked teaching it to the kids. So I don't know. Tom's got to find his thing. I don't think it's as a football coach. I don't think it's as a general manager or president of football operations. And I don't think of it as an owner. I could be wrong. I think he becomes celebrity pitch man. I think he becomes kind of a model dad and businessman. I think he's around football, but not intricately involved in football right away. That's my guess. What do you think, Isaac? I'm interested in your thoughts.
I think he is going to go heavier. He's already heavy into it, but his TB12 lifestyle holistic brand, you know, buy a compression sleeve for $275, buy a 1 ounce vial of electrolyte water for $423. I think he genuinely, all joking aside, he genuinely not only believes in what that so-called lifestyle has done for him, but he has a real genuine desire to spread that to the average people. And it also has the benefit of being pretty financially lucrative.
It's great. It's a great point. Yeah, that's interesting. That's really interesting. I agree with you. I think that's the general plan for TB12. And I think it's smart for him to keep playing because, you know, how are you going to say this stuff really works? And then you stop playing when you get into your 40s. But I would be interested in like how ultimately popular it is, especially when there are so many different options out there, right? The a la carte fitness and health variety of stuff is kind of the rage now. I don't know. I mean, you go to Florida to discover the fountain of youth. He seems to find it. Albert Breer told the Rich Eisen show that Aaron Rodgers purchased Tom Brady's book and started following some of the practices of Brady, recommends an effort to have a late career run as successful as Tom Brady. He actually bought Tom Brady's TB12 breath and book and adopted some of the principles there. I'm telling you that game, this is my belief, that game affected Aaron Rodgers more than you possibly... The guy takes off his helmet and he looks like he's 20, right? And Aaron Rodgers in there, he takes off his helmet and he looks like he's 50, looks, you know, like a worn man. Some of that is, you know, living still in Green Bay. But I think a lot of this is born out of jealousy. Tampa had the players for him. Even New England tried to create a running game but didn't have a good enough wide receivers for him. I think that Russell Wilson was ticked off that Antonio Brown was playing with Tom Brady, not with him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com to see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let's welcome in Bill Orme. He's covered the Lakers for years. He writes for The Athletic. He joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. I talked to somebody in the Lakers organization two nights ago before they got the win over the Suns. He's like, man, we're not in a good place, just mentally, emotionally, just the acceptance of playing in the play-in tournament. Now they've won two in a row, and Anthony Davis has been outstanding in both. What's the vibes around the Lakers now?
It's amazing, Doug, how quickly this stuff can swing, right? Because I think that there's a real positivity now. I mean, the play-in, like you said, is probably not the death knell that you might expect it to be. They're playing well. Two really, I think, kind of signature wins, at least for this stint of games without LeBron. You know, to be able to go blow out the number two team in the West in Phoenix, and then to grit out a win in a totally different fashion against a Knicks team that will really beat you up and get big time contributions from a lot of your supporting cast. I think that, you know, there's a much more optimistic outlook for the Lakers now, that they feel like they're going to be welcoming LeBron back into a fold and into a group that has maybe started to figure some things out and is playing better. Because you're right, for a long time there, it looked pretty dire. They'd lost 8 out of 10. They were completely sliding into the play-in. And now, whether it's the play-in or not, they are, I think, at least piecing together some positive developments. Although I would actually argue that the Lakers' best path is through the play-in. Their best path to a championship would be through the play-in.
Because they play the Suns, right? Like the Suns, the Suns are not beating them in a series. They're just not. No, I don't see that happening at all.
No, I agree with that. I think that I would take the Lakers by a slight margin. I think I think the cumulative toll of all the things that have happened in the Lakers season, the injuries and the setbacks, those have to count for something. And so I think, I think that you'd have to give the Suns some credit for what they've done this year going into that series, but I think I'd still take the Lakers. It gets dicier against Utah. It gets dicier against the Clippers for sure. But, I think if you can get the Suns in the first round, that's at least a series where I feel like you're going to be able to, figure some things out to get ready for a matchup with either, probably either Utah or the Clippers in round two.
Bill Orem joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. But I'm not thinking, here's the thing. I think they'd rather play the Suns in the first round, but they don't want to play those extra games for fear of the attrition of series and the extra games in the play-in game. Is that fair?
It's totally fair, but I think, I think it has a lot to do also with just the variables, right? Like, I think we've seen enough from the Lakers this year to know that they could absolutely lose a single game to the Warriors with Steph Curry. We've seen enough from Steph and the Warriors and the Lakers and kind of their ups and downs to know that, the right confluence of events could lead to the Lakers losing that game. And you don't want to be the defending champions playing a sudden death game against, let's say, Memphis. And I think that you just want to avoid anything funky that could happen there. You know, it could be a twisted ankle. It could be just a bad run of luck. So I think you want to put yourself in a position just to get into a series. Because I think the Lakers would feel good about their chances in seven games against anybody, even the Clippers. I mean, they may not win that series, but it's going to be a competitive series. It's a single, elimination game that should scare you a lot more. I mean, we all watch and love the NCAA tournament for that very reason.
Why did Anthony Davis and LeBron, why are they trolling Spike Lee like that?
Listen, there were several Knicks fans sitting over there, and they were all chirping. The Knicks had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. I think we're feeling pretty good about themselves. And listen, the Lakers have been struggling a little bit, and some people like to kick you while you're down. And then the Lakers summoned, one of their best late-game performances that we've seen in a long time. And I think AD felt a little bit of, let's call it a catharsis, after some of his struggles since coming back from his own injury, to finally piece together several quality games. So I don't think AD minded crowing just a little bit in that direction.
All right, what's the status of Dennis Schroeder?
Dennis Schroeder, is still in the health and safety protocol. They originally said 10 to 14 days. Frank Vogel has said the earliest he could come back is Saturday in Indiana, second to last game. They play a back-to-back Pacers in New Orleans. So there's a remote possibility he could play by then. But, if we're dealing with a long-term health and safety protocols absence, that obviously indicates a positive COVID result. And we don't know how individual guys respond to that. We've seen a wide range. Some guys take a lot longer to come back from that than others. And so obviously the Lakers are going to hope that he's in a position to hit the ground running. But that's a lot to ask of a guy who's been out for that long and presumably with has been through an illness.
Why didn't he get vaccinated?
That is a question for Dennis Schroeder, isn't it, Doug? Uh, Dennis was asked in German a week or so before he ended up in the health and safety protocols about getting vaccinated, and had said that he was still on the fence about it at that point in time. And somewhat ironically, that the reason he doesn't even take pain medications, but that the reason that he would have gotten the vaccine would have been to avoid another quarantine and hurting his team. And as luck or fate would have it, that has ended up being exactly what has happened. But fortunately for him, it's still in the regular season, and I think the expectation is he'll be healthy for the start of the playoffs, if not also the play-in.
No, but I actually coach Rob Pelinka's son, and his wife is a doctor, right? And I remember when Rob was like, "Hey, look, I got to stay away. I can't be coming to games, even to cheer for his own son." Like the NBA guys do an incredible job. It's really important to them to stay away from people. And they're like, "Well, when we can get the vaccines, when it's our time, we're going to do it." And I know a bunch of people, and we're all doing it, but they can't really make the players. But most of the players are doing it. It just struck me as odd that here you are on a team where I know people that have gotten the vaccine months ago, and one of their starting point guard gets the virus at the very end of the season when they need him the most.
Yeah, no, it's not from a public health standpoint, it's not a good look. It's not something that we've had an opportunity to talk to Dennis about yet, obviously. So I'm trying to reserve judgment on it, we've talked to Anthony Davis. He said, he got vaccinated, felt like it was the right choice for him. Wanted to do his part. Frank Vogel, the same thing. So, I mean, I think there is, and you've seen, kind of players throughout the league take that on. There was a great photo of Shea Gilgeous Alexander and Lou Dort in Oklahoma City. I don't want to get this backwards, but I think Shea is afraid of needles. And so Lou Dort was there and held his hand. Like really an inspiring moment, right? Like I thought that was like one of the coolest things of the entire year. And so, I mean, you've seen kind of the NBA community come together in that way, and the Lakers as an organization have really gone out of their way to promote vaccine acceptance, and so I mean, as an organization, I think the Lakers have really done a pretty fantastic job. But at the end of the day, like you said, like you can't force an individual to do something, even if you feel like it is the responsible thing to do in the middle of a pandemic. And again, I would just, as a word of caution, I mean, we can all sort of, piece things together. But Dennis Schroeder, officially it's with the health and safety protocols. He hasn't had a chance to speak on his behalf. So, I mean, maybe there's more to the story than we fully know.
No, it's fair. And I'm not going to, the guy already has it. I'm saying he already has it. You're not. I understand. What's the point? I don't know. Anybody can get it now. There's literally no excuse. And if you want to win a championship, the best way to do so is to be healthy. Get the shot. I mean, it's like, I totally understand if you have hesitation, like talk to your doctor, and all of their doctors as really healthy guys would be like, you should really get this vaccine. Okay,
well, one thing on that, Doug, just because I think it's important. Frank Vogel did say that the Lakers, had several informational sessions with players on educating them on the vaccine, on explaining the benefits of the health benefits, beyond the obvious, talking about the value to the team and the importance to the team of you being available as part of a championship run. So the Lakers did that was a big part of their messaging internally.
How much does LeBron play?
I think the beauty of bringing him back in a game against Houston, assuming he gets through his pregame workout, is you hopefully don't need to play him very much, right? Like, I mean, we've seen LeBron come back from injury in the past 2 years ago with the groin, and then earlier this month with obviously this ankle, and he's thrown himself right into the fire. Mid-30s, I think he played 40 minutes 2 years ago against the Clippers. I think the hope is that he comes out and puts on a clinic in the first half against this really terrible Rockets team, and then you don't need him to play in the fourth quarter, and he can play 27 or 28 minutes. But I don't think he's coming back unless he is ready to play at a LeBron James level. So if this is a close game, I don't think LeBron is going to go to the bench with a hard minutes cap. I think he'll play 35 minutes if that's what it takes to get the win. I think the beauty of bringing him back in this game is that it shouldn't take that much.
No, it should. It's a great, like, scrimmage. I mean, that's really what it is. It's a really, really good scrimmage for LeBron. Because my concern, and you covering the league as long as you have, as well as you have, I think you know this way better than most anybody, is like, I'm not sure people understand the level of intensity and change in intensity in the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. And you're going to go to the play-in game, which would be, so to go from not playing, playing one rehab game and then playing like a regular season, like your body, that's a really hard adjustment. And, oh yeah, by the way, that's, you're not going to come out of the end of a play-in game. Like you have to have played NBA level basketball games to have any chance to even be ready for the play-in game, let alone playing big minutes. So I it's incredibly important for him to get on the floor. Why did he say, I don't think I'll ever be the same? Why the woe is me over the high ankle sprain?
Yeah, that was interesting. And, you know, it was, you know, it was kind of funny because two nights later he said, well, I need to be 100% for us to have any chance. But two nights earlier he said he'll never be 100% again. And, I took that comment more as him sort of embracing his very, 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 very gradual decline, kind of the battle with Father Time, where, you know, he's 36 years old, he is coming off an injury, you know, he'll never be the 28-year-old LeBron James again. That was how I took that comment, and I understand it was in the context of the high ankle sprain, and it obviously leads to some hand-wringing over, you know, what he might still be dealing with that injury. But, you know, I think that was really kind of an acceptance on his part that, you know, of what side of his career mountain he is on. That said, I can't believe I'm saying this, I still think that feels premature, because you go back to the before the injury, and I think he would have been the consensus MVP this season. If Solomon Hill doesn't crash into his leg and LeBron stays healthy, everything was trending toward him being, you know, the MVP yet again in his career. And that, you know, to me would have been a pretty fitting, you know, capstone, at least for this stage of his career. So if you're winning MVPs and you're not at 100%, or if you're at least in, you know, having an MVP caliber season and you're not at 100%, that says a lot about you. But I think, you know, LeBron was certainly playing well enough before the injury to lead a team to a championship. I guess the question is just going to be, how quickly can he get back to the level that he was at pre-injury, whether it's 100% or not? And you know, will it be in time before the Lakers, you know, run into one of these potential buzzsaws in the West?
It's a great question. It's going to be a great playoffs. Bill, awesome information. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Daniel Jeremiah joins us. Move the Sticks is the podcast. By the way, we're getting leaked schedules galore here. I mean, this stuff is fun. I love social media. Your initial reaction when you saw the schedule the first week come out?
Well, I was selfish, Doug, because I just looked to see who the Chargers are playing to see if I'm traveling or what's going on. So to get a little a road game in Washington, D.C. will be kind of fun to start the season and get to see the Chargers' first-round pick and Rashawn Slater get a rematch against Chase Young, who he did quite well against when they played the Northwestern Ohio State. So that was my first immediate reaction.
I don't know if you saw this, but Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is a leaked schedule for the Patriots. Week 4 of the season, Patriots, Buccaneers, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Give them a couple weeks to kind of get their feet underneath them, see who's going to be playing quarterback for the Patriots at that point in time, and then we'll have some fun. I mean, the cool thing is when you just – you kind of go through the whole offseason, right? And you see the new additions to the rosters and the draft and all that. And then this is the first time for me that I'm really kind of taking a look at these whole teams about who you're going to roll into the season with next year. And you start looking at, I think, what do we have? The Cowboys and the Bucks is the first game, right? Is the Thursday nighter, is the opener. So, and you look at that Cowboys defense, looks totally different than the one they trotted out there last year.
Yeah, no, it's the Cowboys one is interesting because I think everybody thinks, well, that's a wrap. That's Tampa. You know, Cowboys been bad, et cetera, et cetera. Then you start to kind of dig deep and you're like, well, I know the Cowboys haven't beaten a good team in forever, but I also believe, and I think they are going to have some talent. And if healthy,
they can score.
They can score. And as good as Tampa looked in the playoffs, that I truly believe this, they played teams with depleted offensive lines the last two games of the season. So it doesn't mean they don't have a talented defensive front. It just means it looked a little different because, you know, the best David Bakhtiari is out for the Packers. And when they play, Kansas City was down essentially their entire starting offensive line. So it's going to be an interesting look that first week of the season.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, like, if I could buy stock in one player, I'm buying stock in CeeDee Lamb, getting a whole season with Dak Prescott and year two in the league. And, you know, Amari Cooper on the other side. I'm telling you, dude, that guy's going to have a monster year. And at least at the start of the season, we hope, right? The Cowboys' offensive line has broken down a lot. But you figure week one, they roll out there with Lyle Collins healthy, with Tyron Smith healthy, and Zach Martin healthy. They'll be able to protect.
It's Doug Gottlieb's show here on Fox Sports Radio. Speaking of New England, how do you think that all goes down?
I'm curious, man. I am. I know we talked about Mac kind of being hitting his head on the ceiling, which usually means those guys are ready to come in and start right away. But I don't know. To me, I think we see a lot more Cam Newton this year than people expect. I don't think this gets handed over to Mac Jones quite as fast as everybody thinks it does.
Okay, let me ask you about the Aaron Rodgers situation. What are you hearing from people around the league?
Well, nothing much since the draft. I mean, I don't hear anybody that expects him to be traded. So that's what I don't hear. Just because nobody can fathom how you would get fair return on that. You just don't. And you look at the leverage with the, you know, with the rules in place now, with the holding out is just not really an option. So either you got to decide if you want to play football or if you don't want to play football. And the Packers seem to hold the cards of, you know, hey, if you want to play football, you're going to have to play for us because we're not going to trade you. That seems to be the feeling around the league, which I agree with.
Do you think they can come to an agreement on a new deal? Right? Supposedly they're offering some big money deal.
Yeah, that's my guess of how this whole thing ends, is that you're going to have this drama and a little bit back and forth, and then at the end of the day, money talks. So I would guess he will get a massive, massive contract, and it'll be water under the bridge, and off they go.
Yeah, yeah. It's that pink diamond ring that seems to make every marriage last. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, Justin Fields, you know, one of the big games the first week is Rams-Bears. They have two more than competent potential starters in front of them. How do you think, and remember, the coaching staff, or at least the head coach, was in Kansas City when they sat Pat Mahomes 15 games, 16 weeks in Kansas City. What do you think the plan is for the Bears?
Well, I think the footing that they were on in Kansas City is a little bit different than the footing they're on in Chicago. I don't think they get the luxury of saying, hey, we did the right thing. We sat them for the whole year and stick with us, and we'll be ready to go next year. It's going to pay off for us. Our patience will really pay off. Like, they're in a win-now mode, and to me that means you probably see Justin Fields on the field right away, if not right away, within the first couple weeks, and you kind of let him have some growing pains and work through it and hope that by the back half of the season that you're playing really good football and you can demonstrate that you've got the organization on the right path. I think, like, that's really the only way forward for them.
I think so. I mean, but the problem with Andy Dalton, you know, they want a quarterback that moves, right, within that offense. And Foles doesn't really move. Dalton doesn't really move.
Well, Foles ain't going to be there. I mean, I mean, Doug, I'll take you to lunch. If Foles is on the Bears roster when they play that game against the Rams, I'll buy your lunch.
Okay, fair enough. I'll enjoy lunch. I don't know if they keep him out, you know. What are the Packers doing?
Like a sandwich. We're just no little heavy meat here for this lunch. This is a sandwich lunch.
I don't need to go to Morton's or go down to what's the Mastro's Beach Club? Like, we don't need to go that high dollar. Okay, I can teach you about some of the finer Hollingshead. You ever been to Hollingshead Deli?
No.
Oh, it's in Orange. It's over near the Anaheim Stadium. It's amazing. Big Packer fans there. I got to do a show from there. Those guys, he's from Green Bay. Huge Packer fans. You'll love it. You'll love it. Beer you want, huh?
I'm a deli guy, so I'm a sandwich connoisseur. So that sounds great to me.
Okay, next time you're around, just text me. We'll go. We'll figure it out. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. what do you think of where the Raiders are in the rebuild?
Well, I think it's a big year, right? To me, the offense is not a problem. They move the ball. They can score. They've got weapons. It's just a matter of whether or not they can play better football on defense. Can you rush the passer? They need more talent at corner. And they're going to rely on a lot of new faces, a lot of young faces on that side of the ball with a new coordinator coming over in Gus Bradley. So, yeah, I mean, I'm confident they're going to score. You know, I feel good about their offense. To me, it's how quickly all these new pieces can come together on defense. I would imagine that's going to take a few weeks before that all gels.
Yeah, I would imagine that. I would imagine that as well. Now, Gus maybe gets the benefit of having been with the Chargers, so he knows this division. But you got to get the personnel that fits. That absolutely fits with it, that part. You know, the team we only talk about, it was when Russell Wilson is complaining, is the Seahawks. Now we've seen their draft. We've seen what they do in free agency. Are they better because of their offseason moves?
I don't know. I don't really think they're appreciably better. Their draft was already over before it started. They had three picks. I mean, Jamal Adams was their draft. Right. And we saw him last year. So, no, I don't think they're appreciably better. I don't, and I think you can look inside that division and say, make a strong case, the Rams, with what they did at quarterback, are going to be a lot better. I think Arizona's continuing to ascend, and they're going to be better. And, you know, the 49ers are going to be healthy. They're going to be a lot better. So of all the teams in the division, I could make a case for the other three, you know, taking a step forward, and I don't really see a lot of that in Seattle right now.
Yeah, no, I don't either. That's what was kind of curious about it was – there's all this hand-wringing about Russell Wilson. They're like, they changed coordinators. They tried to, you know, shore up some things, but I'm not sure there was all that much that was or could be done. And some of that is also his salary, if you will. It's always super, super interesting. Last thing, DJ, before we let you go, Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I've said this, and again, this is more outsider and bringing in what I always think, we do make a big deal about the schedule and the games, and all the schedules will be announced tonight on the NFL Network, which you work for. But I think those first couple games, getting some positive momentum, that really changes your outlook on the whole season. Boy, the Browns, I don't know what the rest of their schedule is going to look like, but opening in Kansas City, that's not great for them, right? And you get down 0-2 to start the season, and even a good team can wither under the lofty expectations. Having been in this league and now covered this league as long as you have, how important do you think those first couple games and getting an easy game here or there to get some positive momentum are?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, especially when we talk about 17 games, Doug, it just seems like such a long season that you wouldn't be, you know, you wouldn't be screwed if you don't start off
The freak out factor is not the same. Got it.
Yeah, it's not quite the same. But, I think to me, I always kind of liked it when you played a really good team the first week, just because you kind of go through the whole offseason. You don't really learn anything in the preseason games. So you get out there the first week against a good opponent and you're like, okay, this is where we are. Let's see where we are. And we either know we got to get a heck of a lot better or we know we got a chance to be pretty good. To me, if the Browns lose that game and they're competitive against Kansas City, I think almost that can propel you as much as even a win would, just to know, okay, we're right there. We are that good, you know?
Yeah. It's a great point. DJ, awesome stuff. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk soon.
See you, bud.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts,
if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.